This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're going to get through the bumper and we'll be able to tell you here what you have to say here now. So, Josh, I have a picture up of you on the screen. And, of course, we now we hear the latest on what's going on. They can't stop the audit, but are they doing trying to paralyze the audit or stop it? I know there's a smaller audit going on in Georgia, and there's one held up in New Hampshire. But I'm sure that there's multiple states that are actually moving toward the final crisis that's going to bring down the Biden government. And, of course, the deep state, which is...
That's what we're hoping for, that's what we're praying for, and that's what we're targeting to do.
Right.
Let me tell you, with the Arizona audit right now, we have to understand something. We may not know the results of this audit for a month, 2 months, 6 months, possibly even a year. And here's the reason why.
Wow.
The reason is because they have sent a letter. Alistair Adair is a far-left radical extremist attorney general in Maricopa County. And she sent a letter to Karen Fann and the Arizona Senate president and the Senate and said that you are to procure and to reserve and preserve every single thing that Cyber Ninjas and the entire audit team has done, from tabulators and machines to equipment to software to hardware to thumb drives to laptops to desktops to social media accounts to everything. And they have basically demanded that they hold on to every single bit of information. Now, why are they doing this? It's very simple. Because what they're going to do is they're going to try to judge drop it to the Ninth Circus Court of Schlemiels, and they're going to try to find a sympathetic judge to issue either a temporary or permanent restraining order on releasing of the information and the results, or a gag order on the results. And they're going to try to stall it, because they know they can't stop the audit. They know what's coming. They know the information that's going to be coming. And so the only thing they can do is try to tie it up in legal maneuvering to keep the results from coming out.
Wow.
So it is vitally important that people in other states and in other counties do what I've been telling you to do for months now. I've been screaming at the top of my lungs for months. Please contact your election officials, your local state representatives, and demand they start forensic audits, okay? I've been in contact with the Montana GOP. I've been talking to those guys out there. They're waiting for the results of Arizona to be done, and they're probably going to start soon, too. So look for Montana to start forensic audits. Then you've got Ohio looking at it. You've got Michigan. You've got Pennsylvania. You've got Wisconsin. Wisconsin would be the easiest and would be done in like a week or less, because they have such strict rules on absentee and mail-in ballots that it would be a joke. I mean, it would be done in a week. So what we have to do is we have to have an audit freight train. Use that word. Use that. Put it out there. Hashtag it. Audit freight train. Audit freight train. And the people that are talking about an audit freight train are Steve Bannon, Boris Epstein, Peter Navarro, and now running for Secretary of State in Arizona, the great Mark Fincham, who I just met this weekend. Bottom line is, we need an audit freight train. Just getting Arizona is not going to be enough to do what we need to do. We need an audit freight train. So keep saying that. Keep putting it out there. Audit freight train.
I think the public has suffered enough now, even moderate Democrats, that the people are really starting to realize that Biden is not even for either the Democratic Party or even for America at all. And that, in fact, the people who are maneuvering Biden, which are like AOC and the screaming madness of people, they have every intention of destroying our economy. I mean, when Biden actually bowed to the Nord Stream pipeline from Russia to Germany, and even other European nations were against it, besides Germany. Germany was for it, which is stunned. And on the other hand, they closed down all our pipelines, and we had this gas thing. We had to pay off these Russian hackers from hacking into our pipeline. This is, if we have another year, we don't have to 2022 or 2024 for Trump or somebody else to come in, let's say Trump's son. If we don't stop this freight train of destruction caused by Biden and the globalists, America will cease to exist. It'll literally be gone. And we also have to rescue the people who've been vaccinated now, over half of the American population. But in Israel, let's think it's over 80 or 90% now. And we know the Pfizer killed 166 people died. I have a panel of blood tests I put together from Great Plains Laboratory in Meridian Valley to look at blood viscometry, organic acids, and other mitochondrial function tests that I can put up as a panel. So your doctor, you can actually order these tests yourself. But I want people to understand, we're under the gun here. We have a timeline of destruction, and I believe that even a very good pact that we may have a bloat of the U.S. dollar here if Biden continues doing his nuts. This guy is smirking at us while he's destroying the country. He might as well put, might be a bomb technician, blow the entire country up. He's out of his frigging mind, and he doesn't give a crap as long as he remembers famous, maybe being the start of something worse than communism in America.
Oh, it is. This was a hostile takeover, okay?
Right.
I don't care, you know, if I say this on the air or not, it doesn't matter. This was a
right.
communist hostile takeover. The left
right.
saw 40,000 people on a Tuesday afternoon in Maine and said, we can't compete with that. So what we're going to do is we're going to just steal the election. And we're going to try to get the judges in on it to make sure that they don't take the cases to combat them, as well as the Trump-hating Republicans in Washington. So they all got together, and they all hated Trump, and they all did this against him. And
right.
we have to be able to now fight against them. Because, as I said, this is a communist takeover. And the worst part about it is these scumbags and what they're doing to our military. They are removing patriots. From our military, anyone that supports, you know, patriotism, America First principles, President Trump, is being purged from the military. I mean, look at Lo Miller. The guy was literally removed from the from his position because he was talking against Marxism. Well, we went to wars and we fought people on foreign lands and we died on foreign lands fighting Marxism. Now, all
right.
of a sudden, we can't even talk about fighting Marxism? I mean, it's sick what's going on. And guess what? We can't count on the military to take out Biden or anyone else because the military is now going to be all communist and they're all going to be ideologically in tune with the Chinese and the Iranians and everything else. We are in a very dangerous position right now. I would tell every single American to buy as many handguns and AR-15s and assault rifles and anything you can get your hands on. Buy it. Buy as many bullets as you can, because at some point it's going to be needed.
Now, I'm going to add a little extra thing here for you. Besides my fancy guns, which I have, and munitions, I've got a thing called pepperball.com. And you go to the pepperball, and if you're in one of these states other than California, New York, and Massachusetts, you can get a military-style handgun with its holster and everything. It goes 150 yards, and it'll basically take someone's vision out for 2 days and make them cough their head off. And then what you do is once you make them like that, you get a good, you know, 38-inch long baseball bat and lots of what I call 24-inch zip ties, and you just baseball them to the ground. You don't have to kill them. In fact, it's better to actually just, you know, make them blind and then throw them in the back of your truck or whatever and bring them down to the sheriff. I want people to be ready with multiple levels of things like, you know, the sprays that you have, and you know, the hand zappers that you have, if they come by your pillow and you just whip that over, and go, that's the end of them, no matter what the hell they're trying to do. If someone's shaking and having a seizure, they're not going to be shooting or doing anything. So I want people to be, think of multiple layers of protection, including like cameras in your house or simple things you can do. And start having civilian militia in your little neighborhood saying, you know, what do we have? You can't trust them. And honestly, I think it's the upper levels of the military. I don't think the police and the military themselves will operately do this. I know they've tried to replace the upper levels, and they may be successful in that, but it's not going to work because regular police and military will not follow through on those kind of orders, will they?
No, I don't believe that. I don't. Well, wait a minute. No, the military would. The military would kill American citizens right now because the military is not the military of even a year or two ago. The military now are communist Marxist loyalists, and especially in the upper echelons of the military leadership.
Oh, I know so, that the upper echelons, but I don't think they follow through. Obviously, I got 40 years
of
experience.
The soldiers would be independent from their military leaders, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The soldiers, I'm talking about the guys down the ground. It's like even in the deep state. The deep state are scum, and the FBI and the Department of Injustice. But the lower level guys are just regular people like us.
Right, but what I'm saying is they're getting rid of the, quote, little guys, and they're getting rid of the regular people. And they're replacing them with people that are going to believe and do their bidding. And that's why we need to have these people that have been let go of the military, whether they're, in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Space Force, whatever it may be, Coast Guard, they need to be forming their own army, their own separate militia of members. That's what they need to be doing.
Right.
Because when the you know what hits the fan, we're going to need their expertise with us.
Are you getting prepared for the UFO disclosure? Because I have a feeling it's been another mind F, if you want to call it, that they're going to try to do on the population. The UFO disclosure.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical.
John W. Spring and Simon here. I wanted to see if they have a question or two for your, for what's going on or your kind of predictions of what's going on with the Forensic Audits. It's my feeling that there's going to be a collective disaster. My guess, I think Trump's coming back probably by the fall, by August or September, by what I call Labor Day. I call it the Labor Day break. And I think during the summer, all these attempts to actually stop audits, which they're not going to try to convert them or dissemble them, is going to fail because they have multiple states with different things going on. And I can't see us going into next year. If Biden stays in power, it's not really Biden. He's just a puppet for the globalists and the other people, like the Vatican and the global banks and all the other maniacs. He says, if I don't do this or that, I'm going to be in trouble. Like, he says, I'm the president. You're not the president. You're the you're the puppet dutz that pretends to be the president, the puppet dutz. Right. Right?
Well, one thing you need to understand is that the radical George Soros bought and paid for Secretary of State in Arizona, Katie Hobbs, he is trying to stop the audit freight train in other states. So right now, she is working through Zoom calls and other means, and she's reaching out to attorney generals and secretaries of state and even left-leaning politicians, government officials, and state representatives, and they are trying to figure out ways to try to pass laws to stop post-election audits from happening.
Right.
So that's why I keep saying, if we're going to fight this and we're going to win, we've got to start these audits that they're trying to stop.
I think we have to realize this is not just something that's a politic thing. It's a life or death. Meaning, at some point, if you don't stop this, it means you're going to either get a toxic vaccine that will ruin your health or kill you, or you're eventually going to be in a civil detention camp where you'll just disappear. People say, oh, that won't happen. You're an idiot. Let me tell you, we're in a situation now that the human race has not seen since the pogroms in Russia and China during the Communist Revolution, but it's even worse because they have cybernetic tracking of everybody. This is, I call, cybercom. Cybernetic communism is worse than anything we've ever seen before, and it's right out of the pit of hell. And if you don't realize, that's why the Jews are being so persecuted, because when then Americans, anybody who's a patriot of any kind in any country, is being persecuted in whatever country they're, whether it's Uganda or Germany, wherever, they're being told, you can't talk, you can't say certain things. And even people that were into what's called transhumanism and the idea of converting one sex to another, a lot of them are even leaving their so-called transsexual status and trying to reverse their surgery and their hormones. People don't realize that the lies are eventually reaching the point where even the lied to are starting to wake up, aren't they?
Right. And that's what I wanted to read you this, because this is a really, really interesting article by my good buddy Wayne Allen Root, former presidential candidate. Great guy and patriot. He said, something remarkable is happening in America. You can see what's happening in Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire with forensic audits happening or about to happen, and many more are on the way. Americans are finally seriously questioning the results of the 2020 election. The light bulb has gone off. Americans are starting to understand that the 2020 presidential election was stolen, and they are no longer afraid to say it out loud. This is why the National Republican Congressional Committee just announced the greatest April fundraising haul ever in history. This is why the latest Washington Examiner poll reports enthusiasm for Republican candidates in the 2020 midterm elections is ahead of enthusiasm for Democrats by double digits, almost triple digits. This is why the latest Democracy Core poll of battleground states finds Biden's approval among independents at only 35%. Democrats win only 17% of independents in these swing states on a generic ballot. This is why voters in Pennsylvania, a state that supposedly went to Biden, just overwhelmingly voted to dramatically limit the emergency powers of the Democratic governor. This is why the latest CBS News YouGov poll shows support among Republicans for President Trump is still at a historic level of 89% support, for his economic views are at 80%. Trump's style of leadership is at 88%. His tough stance on illegal immigration is at 73%. Trump's views on race is at 77%. And they agree with the Trump treating the military at 78%. And most importantly, 67% believe Joe Biden is not the legitimate winner of the 2020 election. That is why voters in the last McLaughlin Associates poll favor Donald Trump over Kamala Harris, 49% to 45%, for the 2024 presidential election. Biden has only been president for a little over 100 days. He supposedly got the most votes of any candidate in history. He should be wildly popular while still in the, quote, honeymoon phase of his presidency. Instead, Americans have turned on him. Why? Well, first, Americans don't believe that Biden is the rightful president. The silent majority now believes that this election, beyond a shadow of a doubt, was stolen and the Democrats rigged it. Second, no one in their right mind believes that Biden got the most votes in history. A senile old man who never left his basement got more votes than Obama or Clinton? No way. It's implausible. Third, part, Americans have seen the radical Biden agenda. It's not normal. It's not liberal. It's not progressive. It's not Democrat. It's clearly a Marxist, socialist, communist takeover of the United States perpetrated by evil globalists who want to destroy America. But here's the big one. Americans now understand the intimidation tactics of the radical left. They've seen the vile hate speech towards white Americans. They've seen the mayor of Chicago announce that she will only do interviews with black or brown journalists. They've seen BLM and Antifa rioting, looting, burning, and the anarchy. They've seen the censorship, banning, and hatred towards conservatives by social media and woke corporations. They've seen Palestinian mobs beating Jews in the streets of Los Angeles and New York. Radical Democrats have set this nation ablaze. Americans finally see the truth. They now understand what happened in those 60 cases involving voter fraud in the 2020 election. Trump and Republicans didn't lose those 60 cases. That's a lie. That's Soviet communist-level propaganda. The American people now understand that those judges were intimidated. Trump never lost a single voter fraud case. He didn't strike out. Trump never got to the plate. He never was even able to take a swing. No judge ever actually looked at any of these cases. The Supreme Court never even looked at these cases. You've heard of jury nullification? That's where the jury ignores the facts and ignores the laws. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. Many of those 60 judges hated Trump's guts and suffered from Trump derangement syndrome. But more importantly, all of them feared for their lives and careers. So they ignored the facts and they ignored the law. They chose to just punt the football. No judge was willing to risk ruining his or her life by overturning the election and facing a crazy Democrat mob. No judge was willing to risk assassination. No judge was willing to risk their home being burned to the ground. No judge was willing to risk their spouse being fired and never finding a job ever again. No judge was willing to risk their children being beaten and brutalized at school. No judge is willing to watch their name forever destroyed by cancel culture. Most Americans now understand the election was stolen and the courts never ruled against the merits of the case. This was simply a case of Trump nullification. That's why Trump is suddenly back in vogue. That's why so many Americans wish Trump was back in office. And that's why so many Americans have turned on Biden, because more and more people understand that he's not the rightful president. That's why if you believe the lie that 60 judges turned down a stolen election, you're either an idiot or you're in on the fix. Wayne Allen Root is a known conservative warrior, and then that's the end of it right there. But that is a phenomenal article.
Right. But basically, I want people to get the message here. I keep on hearing that 2022 or 2024 to come back. Uh-uh. If we don't solve this by the fall, we're done. It's like a cancer patient that's basically getting the wrong form of therapy, and the doctors keep on persisting doing the wrong thing. The patient now is in kind of immunogenic and cardiovascular shock. The patient is America. The patient is dying. If we don't get rid of Biden, do a Bidenectomy and a Kamalectomy, we're done. All right?
CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system to our parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's top diplomat is headed to the Middle East to follow up on the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. The White House says Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit will underscore America's ironclad commitment to Israel's security. He'll also focus on the Biden administration's effort to rebuild ties with the Palestinian people. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill looking at voter ID laws across the United States. North Carolina Democrat G.K. Butterfield opening the virtual hearing by saying some of the voter ID laws disproportionately burden minority voters. Wisconsin Republican Brian Steele calls Butterfield's arguments a false narrative.
We find ways to work to ensure our elections are free, fair, and secure.
Steele also stressing that voter ID makes it easier to vote and hard to cheat. And you're listening to USA Radio News. President Biden is advising vulnerable regions to get ready for hurricane season, which officially starts on June 1st.
My administration is going to bring every resource to bear every time to help American people weather emergencies.
Visiting FEMA headquarters in D.C., Biden also warns about the expected wildfires in the West. Biden noting these extreme weather events and natural disasters don't care about political affiliation.
Not about red states and blue states. You all know that. It's about having people's backs in the toughest moments that they face.
Peloton is building its first factory in the United States. The $400 million factory will be located just outside of Toledo in Troy Township, Ohio. Peloton expects to break ground later this summer on the project, which should bring more than 2,000 jobs to the area. The factory should be up and running by 2023. This comes after Peloton recalled both of its treadmill machines earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Trying to take out America and Israel, and Israel, by the way, has its own Imagesat satellite system, so I want people to grasp that that even as the Russians believe they're vodka-drinking, heavy table-pounding maniac Russians that are red-haired Vikings, that they somehow defeat the Western America, they're delusional. Even if they killed all of us, they're all still going to die.
Yeah.
Number two, what Russia wants is they wanted to get back into G8 so they can trade, because their economy is down the toilet. They have the lowest fertility rate in Russia, probably in over 100 and some years. And they even documented, I think, 3 or 4 years ago, a fertility day where they pay women and men to go home and make babies. Now, it's not working because in Russia, the number of young people are so depressed with the current economy and have been for years, and so depressed with the use of illegal drugs like crocodile that comes in from Afghanistan, which they still have a crocodile trade coming into Russia. So many of the people are either drug addicts or they're useless and they have no future or hope, because you can't build a business in Russia where everything's controlled and owned by the state or state-affiliated companies. It's only the elite that control everything in Russia, just like the elite wants to control everything in America. So eventually, if they destroy small businesses, the only thing running will be things like Amazon and major media, and the small business won't exist anymore. And if you don't accept what you get as your allotment of cash and slop from the super state, you'll starve to death because you won't have a separate way of growing food or growing chickens. That's why I even saw a little report about them. Don't kiss your chicken, because a lot of people, my neighbors down here, are actually a district attorney, and her husband's a major lawyer running a big law firm here in San Diego. They got chickens. I live in an area where I am in North County. I go up in the morning and the juice is going, and there are chickens here. People have got geese. They got horses. They got everything here. And the problem is that the globalists don't like that. They want to try to buy all the farmland up and everything because they want to choke us off in our food supply. And they're even paying farmers to kind of get rid of crops right now. In the midst of a chain of food shortages, they're actually trying to make it worse.
Right.
Now, Biden has caused the price of food to go up by 40 to 60%, lumber by 400%. And what's going on now, as far as I'm concerned, we should just be marching in and arresting Biden and Harris right now. Why are we waiting around for the Supreme Court or anybody else to actually get off their duff and just do it? We should be raiding the White House and removing these son of a bitches now. Okay? And we should be putting before a grand jury trial. You know, don't go in no executions, a trial. I don't believe in execution. I believe in permanent lifelong, multiple lifelong sentences where we keep the bastards alive and embarrass them for hundreds of years. I don't. I think it's much better to have them alive and embarrassed than dead in the ground and no longer able to pay for their punishment.
Well, now, I personally believe that the punishment should fit the crime. Now, if
I know that. I'm being sarcastic here, but anyway, here's my point.
I don't think
that if Russia's thinking that they're going to somehow defeat Israel, first off, if you have good immune status, your body extrudes these mRNA proteins, including in the Pfizer. The people that don't have a good balance or they have immune dysfunction, and by the way, I've now been in contact with a senior lab tech at Great Plains Lab with Dr. William Shaw. I've worked with these guys for years, and another doctor at what's called the Meridian Valley Labs up in well outside Seattle. And I have panels of tests I'm putting up probably today or tomorrow, and also imaging so we can monitor people that we're getting better. I also know how to generate what's called scalar frequencies to actually block the virus over even entire cities. But, you see, I'm going to start releasing technology, and I think it's not just the EDUCAP, but this is just one of the three major things. We have the first-line defense, scalar core, that blocks all viruses, way better than ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine. We've got the vaccine rescue kit, which is working like a charm. The people who have contacted me who have taken it are totally fine. Okay? They're not getting sick. They're not spreading sickness to other people. And if people are exposed to someone, and they can take these things to block the toxic spike proteins. I don't think it's a monumental problem that can't be solved. It's easy to solve for someone like me. And then when I hear all these people scaring the crap out of people about this, first off, we need major injunctive lawsuits against the manufacturers and to seal the properties of these manufacturers and or the contributors like George Soros. Why is George Soros walking around still? Why is he able to hire DAs to take over and do his bidding? Why do we tolerate this? I have no idea why we tolerate open criminals doing stuff to our society. So as far as I'm concerned, we can blame ourselves for, number one, not following getting my course how to win in court and filing pro se litigant, and number two, not starting to separate into a different society, create a new economic system, creating a new financial system and a food system, getting prepped up with your local neighbors so you're ready for the coming inevitable collapse of the dollar. The dollar is probably going to collapse between this fall and next spring if it doesn't happen sooner. And I can't see it going longer. And, of course, this is what they want. They want the dollar to collapse so they can actually have total control of the population.
Yeah.
And you know, and people don't get it. Are they going to wait until they're about to truncate and cut off their legs before they realize they can't walk? I mean, how stunned are people? How gutless are they? How much are they lemmingized? I don't know.
Yep.
I've seen it with even people I know where they convince one or another knucklehead doctor, whatever, they have to be vaccinated, even though there's no science or logic behind it. For example, if you have a vaccine, why do I have to be vaccinated? If you think you're protected, leave me alone.
Absolutely.
All right? If you think you got protection, and I can tell you from the science when they had Dr. Richard Fleming on, there's no evidence that any of these vaccines protect you from any version of the virus, including new super strains now, that even evade ivermectin that used to help somewhat. Doesn't help in India anymore. And I heard some new bullshit that somehow ivermectin was working. No, it doesn't. It used to help somewhat with the cases and hydroxychloroquine early on, but it doesn't work anymore. That's because these new super strains evade the so-called positive effects of ivermectin. And then I hear those other people just say, we want to pick up one thing, like maritime pine bark extract they call pycnogenol. That's just a polyphenol. You need a lot more than that. There's no such thing as a one single bullet thing to the protection of the mitochondria. So the people that say this are uninformed morons and need to shut the hell up. Do they have panels of tests like I have to monitor people's function? No. Do they know what they're actually doing in terms of brain imaging to see if you get a collapse of the brain and spongiform encephalopathy? No. Do they know about the quantitative electroencephalography with loss of voltage matching of different areas of your cortex and loss of frontal lobe function? They can be markedly directly monitored in a matter of weeks between different times to see if you're getting deterioration? No. So shut the hell up, doctors and scientists who don't know these things. And all the people that are permitting vaccines, why don't we have injunctions against all these childhood vaccines? Why don't we have so much autism, childhood Asperger's syndrome, childhood cancers? It's all because we allow aluminum and biotoxins to be put in our children And now they want to vaccinate children 12 to 18. You know why? They want to make sure that afterward you have sperm that won't swim, ovas that won't produce babies, and women that may have to carry all their babies. They want a geopolitical collapse of population. They don't want any more intrauterine pregnancies. They want a slave population that will terminate, say, at age 30, and they want to turn basically into what I call cybernetic communism. If they want a new person, they're going to assemble their DNA in a laboratory and create a cybernetic slave state where there's no mommy and daddy. It's the laboratory is your mommy and daddy and the super state. Yep. Now, if you think I'm making this up, you're a friggin' idiot, and you're going to die stupid. Now, if you want to argue with me, 877-317-6432, come into my cage, and you'll find out that although I'm very compassionate and I'm willing to die for you, I will not lie to you, but you want to pick a fight with me, it's going to be the last effing fight you'll do without leaving a mark on your brain. Because I'm not Mr. Passive, and there's not a nice molecule in my body. So I'm not going to make it nice for all these people, including, I played a little clip from one of the doctors earlier talking about all the vaccines. Well, for all the years they've been fighting against Gardasil and so on, why haven't they filed injunctions to stop it? I belong to the Child Defense Fund and just filed a legal action trying to stop all these vaccines. That's with Kennedy. I belong to that group. And thank God we finally did it. Why didn't he do it a year ago? We knew these things were toxic. And finally, we actually filed an injunction. And I believe what's going to happen now is the population's woke up enough now, the Democrats are dead. They'll never get back in. They'll have to reform a different party. The Democratic Party has committed suicide by morons like AOC. She's like some kind of squeaky toy from hell. It's amazing the nerve of these people and power-hungry people like Nancy Pelosi, the witch from hell, who's directly involved with Pizzagate and child sacrifice and so on. You understand who these people are? They're demons. They're the functionary, I call the incubi and succubi of the Lord Satan himself. How's that?
Right.
Now, you think I'm telling a lie? Smarten up, shut up, and put up, and fight, or you're going to die, you and your relatives. Now, we can stop the problem easily with our, you know, vaccine rescue kit, but we've got to stop the super virus that's going to emerge as well.
Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections.
PowerC Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. PowerC Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, NUTRI Medical. Friday is the firing line where we take your questions and issues that you call in to 888-212-8871 and talk to either Michelle or Chris. And those questions are answered on air on Friday on the Friday show, 12 to 1 Pacific, 2 to 3 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern live. Also available on podcast. You can email at contactus@NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. We leave your question with Michelle or Chris, and we'll answer your issues or health challenges on air on the NutriMedical Report program. Listen live to your particular questions with your first name, your city, your state, where you're from, or country, and we will try to help you with your health issues with a free protocol. You can also get free protocols if you call 888-212-8871 or email us and you'll get a free protocol. And if you've purchased even one product, you can get a call back live after the show by Dr. Bill or an email back with your specific starter protocol. I overestimate Putin's smartness in dealing with giving all these weapons to all these other countries, because he's not necessarily in control of North Korea or even Venezuela. I mean, look at the leader of Venezuela. These weapons are sitting in Latrice Line, and if they decide they want to have the Russian local people start to fire against, say, their potential enemy, America, because what the Venezuelans, I'm sure, are afraid of is that as their system is collapsing of an American invasion, let's say if Trump comes back. I don't see Venezuela continuing because having weapons aimed at their throat, because Putin's, you know, has put those weapons there, but Trump has never personally admitted to the fact of the data we sent him over the last 4 years, plus that in fact this gun was really aimed at the side of our head. And if Trump actually knew this, I guarantee you our military would have taken action and invaded Venezuela years ago. But they did, because all of this was shielded from Trump knowing this. Because you can't have somebody within a 12-minute strike distance of a nuclear weapon striking, say, Washington, D.C., or New York City, or Norfolk, Virginia, where all our nuclear navy is, actually sitting there literally at the rectum of America. It's ridiculous.
That's
okay?
True.
And with the strike distance and everything, this is more dangerous than what happened in Cuba. So my viewpoint is Russia has a specific plan. They want to take back territory they lost in World War II. I can understand that. But the Russians, how can I say that? I don't think they war-gamed it all correctly. They're going to be pulled by the Iranians, because the Iranians think they're at the final step now, and now the Sunni nations are allied with Israel, mainly to protect their own ass from what's going on, because all these Muslim nations don't want to really ally with Israel, and they want certain demands, even for the Palestinians, many of them. But the fact is that if they don't ally them with Israel, they're dead, because when the Iranians come in, they will dominate Egypt and Jordan and all these other countries, and they'll try to take the oil, too, down there that's sitting there right in Syria.
Yes, I will.
Right.
Now if I may digress to COVID-19, one thing that I'm so concerned about, I hear all of these medical morons, for lack of a better term, talking about hydroxychloroquine and
ivermectin.
Ivermectin. And the only thing that there was even any iota of hope about regarding those two is that it would help during the preliminary stages of COVID-19.
Right.
Well, we're well beyond the stage of COVID-19 throughout the world, because everyone's been exposed. 99% of the people have recovered from it. So it really has no real use at all throughout any part of the world that I can understand. But what they're doing is ignoring the fact that other than the products that you have developed, Dr. Deagle, there is nothing else that will help people who have taken the COVID-19 shot.
The first line of the Kvez kit, and I'll go through it quickly, has monatomic iodine. I had a lady the other day contacting Michelle. Well, Alex Jones has a really great iodine. No, he doesn't. He doesn't have monoatomic Edgar Cayce iodine from 100 years ago. Was a NASA technician and an engineer maker. No. He doesn't have Allison Med from Germany. He doesn't have NutriSilver. He doesn't have my product, increased 400%, that strips off the viral capsule of RNA and DNA viruses. He doesn't have neutral ascorbic acid. He doesn't, okay? So when you take all these things together, no one has all the combination of products. It's not just one thing. Yes, you can talk about, you know, the polyphenols like in maritime pine bark that being helpful. Of course, it's like any antioxidant. We have those already. We, you know, we've got green tea supreme of polyphenol. We've got, the long-acting resveratrol extended release in our anti-age max with the special long-acting form of resveratrol. But you want things to stop the free radicals, which we have, and you have the capacity to protect the mitochondriopathy and the spongiform encephalopathy, and, of course, also to help the body try to extrude these foreign and what we call heterotopic mRNA or DNA. And the body does it. That's why they want a booster shot in 6 months, because they know they don't want to tell you that if you're a healthy person, you're just going to extrude this crap and get it out of your body. And I don't even hear that from these other doctors, including Dr. Tenpenny, Dr. Carrie Marday, whatever they say. If you take these things, you're damned. We forget about you. You're going to hell. That's cruel. It's unusual. Even I saw this other doctor earlier today. Look, if you want to take a child that's got too much aluminum, you think you can't get it out of the body, I have scalar technology and detoxification technology that can pull it out of someone's hand or body, whatever. When they say you can't remove it from the person, you're an idiot. I know how to get it out of there. All right? Using scalar technology, harmonic resonant treatment, and specific oral chelation. You don't even need intravenous chelation to pull it up. So when I hear these people, they're uneducated, and as I said before, maybe insulting to them, they're in kindergarten, and I'm not. I'm in triple PhD level, and I'd like to teach them so they know what lab tests do you monitor these people, like Great Plains Laboratory, organic acids, and other mitochondrial functions, including electron microscopy of their mitochondria, and specific standardized imaging like Richard Fleming has, look at their brains. What I see happening is medical and scientific incompetence and silent immunologists, by the way, some of them are starting to come out, that know that this messing around with the virus, even when I talked to Dr. Mikovits, she couldn't argue with me about the fact the origins of the AIDS virus came from the 1917 pandemic because they pulled it out in the BSL facility in Long Island, New York. She didn't know that, or if she did know it, she wouldn't admit to it on the show when I had her about a month ago. The fact is I know stuff she doesn't know, that the AIDS virus she's messing around with were designed specifically by the globalists to sterilize and kill AIDS people or people using IV drugs, and they actually incorporate 18 AIDS genes into the bat virus in Brisbane, Australia, and combine it with the 1,000 Talents program with Dr. Lieber in Harvard. They added to the spike protein and jumped species with a new three-dimensional model supercomputer spike protein, what's called the Sigma-1 protein, jump species so it can get into the lock and key of the fortress of your immune system, your mitochondria, your ACE receptor. Then the gain of function. Create the spike protein with all these different combinations, including spongiform encephalopathy and the skytin-1 genes, and you can screw people over and kill them. And people say the virus doesn't exist. Shut the hell up, morons. I have a gene clade analysis. I can send you a link to all the gene modifications. The only one that doesn't mutate is sigma-1. That's why we incubate sigma-1 with the dendritic cell culture to pull off microRNA to teach your body how to identify the virus and kill it so it can't get into your cells and replicate. If you've been vaccinated.
Dr. Deagle, please, before we run out of time, you made a comment about the Children Health Defense Network and how they were seeking an injunction. Now, please allow me to just explain what happened there because I was involved.
That's important to mention that because is this going to work, though?
Please.
Go ahead.
It is not seeking an injunction. It's not a court-based process. It is a citizen's petition. And before, there only used to be the government to propose a regulatory change and then people would get to comment. Or the industry, the pharmaceutical industry, could propose change and the FDA would accept their petition lock, stock, and barrel and give you like 15 minutes on a Sunday night to comment on that, right?
That's ridiculous. You've got to start a legal action.
Wait, please. This is the third leg of the process, and it was buried in the FDA rules and procedures. I found it for them, and I sent it to them many months ago. Okay, now finally it's been done, and what they need is millions of Americans who want to stay alive to post a comment on the FDA website, a professional scientific-related comment based on one of the seven things that they have asked the FDA to do. And if they don't get proper comments, they're just going to say, oh, only 1,000 people commented out of 350 million people, and we can just ignore them. This is the last chance in their FDA procedures to stop the authorization, the full authorization of these vaccines, which means they can then order the military to take it. So this is people's chance literally to grant...
Well, I think it's an important extension. It's an important sidestep, but here's what I'm going to say parallel to this. I have a course called How to Win a Court with Dr. Fred Graves. They need to actually get the course for $250. They can split it among 10 people with $25 apiece. And besides this petition, which they need to do on the FDA, remember, the FDA are the criminals. It's like going to a mafia leader and saying, will you stop killing my neighbors, my cousin? And my says, well, you know, maybe if you give me this and that business, I will stop. The FDA doesn't give a damn because the FDA are the fatal drugs allowed people. They've been doing this for decades. They're the mass criminals. It's kind of ridiculous to think you're going to just do a petition and put a million people there. They need injunctions. They need arrests. We need to have an injunction against the personal property of the... Let me finish. The drug companies and the politicians are involved with this crime. If this was in Nuremberg trials with the 10 points there, they'd already be going to an execution chamber. How's that? And we are been gutless and not filed the injunctions on a personal level, so we want to leave it up to politicians or petitions. Child health event is good, but we need to actually file personal injunctions against our state representatives, our doctors that are actually pushing these vaccines in hospitals. I've talked to people that says they can't go in for a surgical procedure unless they get vaccinated. Do you know that? Right here in California. I call it Commifornia. So we need parallel procedures. You have to sign this petition, file injunctions like the people in New Mexico. I'm helping two legal firms so they can stop forced vaccination there. But it's our personal responsibility. We can't leave it up to politicians. Even when we bring in Trump, we need to have people filing legal actions personally against the drug companies and these agencies. Personally filed.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.